Still Life with Black Knives by Henri Matisse. This painting was first shown at the Salon d'Automne of 1904, together with 13 other conventional canvases, interiors, flower pieces, and still lifes, none of which hints at the radical Luxe, Calme, Volupté which was already underway. By exhibiting a selection of works painted a decade earlier, Matisse seems to be quite deliberately stage-managing the sensation of the following year, when his first Fauvist works were shown at the Salon des Indépendants and the Salon d'Automne. The contemporary critic Roger Marx had admired Matisse's work for more than a decade. In his official capacity as the Inspector General of Museums, he acquired the present still life for the French state in 1904, for the then quite considerable sum of 400 francs, a windfall for the Matisse household, which was still living a largely hand-to-mouth existence. Matisse created still lifes throughout his career, from the early still life with books to the last paintings executed before the gouache and paper cutouts of his final years, such as Large Red Interior. Familiar objects from Matisse's everyday life, pottery, plates, bottles, knives, recur year after year throughout his work. Visiting Matisse's studio in 1896, the artist Gustave Moreau commented, "It's magnificent, extraordinary. He really has organized his life around his painting." This group of still lifes, painted in the autumn of 1896, shows the extent of Matisse's pictorial timidity at the very beginning of his career, when his pictures were confined to interior views and copies of old masters. Soon, however, he would venture into landscape painting and portraiture with far bolder results. These simple paintings constitute a touching, vivid record of Matisse's beginnings as a painter. He was already sensitive to the silent, secret life of objects, and strongly influenced by the work of his idol, Chardin.